So this brings us to our second event. That is, the going forth from home into homelessness. So what does this mean essentially? It means that we separate ourselves from the group. The group, the collectivity. Not the group in the sense of a real spiritual group. The collectivity is still living in the world of delusion. The world that we've left behind or are struggling to leave behind. In a sense, even the collectivity is itself a world of delusion. Its members, the people who live in that world, members of that group, have a certain amount of contact with one another, but there's no real contact. There's no genuine communication. Only too often in that world, as it were, relationships are based on misunderstanding, on mutual exploitation, on projection. And very rarely it happens in that world, the world in which most people live most of the time, the collective world. Very rarely does it happen that anyone really sees another person as they really are, and certainly they do not see the wider and richer world outside. But someone who has, as it were, had a glimpse of this wider, this richer world through the crack of the shell, who is beginning to break free from the group, beginning not to be conditioned by the group, he can no longer function simply as a member of the group. So he has to separate himself from the group to which he belongs. In the case of the Buddha, he literally leaves home. He goes forth from home into homelessness. He leaves father and mother, or foster mother, child and wife, leaves tribe, leaves even the tribal territory. And he goes at night. And what does this mean? This going at night, when everything is dark, in the night, no one can see. No one can see you going. In other words, the people in the group do not see, as it were, the person who is leaving the group. They don't really know what he is doing. They can't even see him. He's sort of not there for them. He's incomprehensible to them. So what is the significance of all this? Probably the significance is fairly obvious. It means that we have to dissociate ourselves from the group as such. Dissociate ourselves from merely collective humanity. Resolve our identification with the group. So the purely practical question arises, how are we to do this? Now how we do it depends on the nature of the group. So let's take a look at just a few of the forms that the group takes. The most familiar one, the one that springs most immediately to mind, is of course the family group. The blood group, if you like, the immediate blood group. So how do we leave this? Well, we leave it, when we leave home. At least we begin to leave it when we leave home. And maybe everybody should leave home in a quite literal sense as soon as they're old enough to do so. And once you've left home, literally, you can, as it were, sort of take a look at your home from a distance. Take a look at your parents from a distance. While you're with them, while you're in the home with your parents, one can say, you never really see your parents. You don't really know them at all. Because you think of them just as your parents, and they're much more than that. You think of them just as mother and father. But after you've moved away, after you've stood a bit on your own feet, then you can begin to see your parents, your mother and your father, and other relations as individuals, or at least as potential individuals, not just as your parents. And not only that, but you can insist on being treated by them, yourself, as an individual, not just as their son or their daughter or their brother or their sister or their grandchild or their cousin or their nephew or niece. Once you've left the home, you've dissociated yourself from the family group, you can, as it were, insist on being treated yourself as an individual. And when you go back home, when you go back to visit your parents, you'll probably notice, many of you I'm sure have noticed this, that without your being able to help it very often, you sort of slip back into comparatively infantile attitudes. When you go back home, it very often happens, you cease to be yourself. You become a son or a daughter. And when you're a son or a daughter and identified with this role, you are no longer yourself. So in order to be yourself, you have to be away from the home, in most cases. And when you go home even, you have to insist on being treated as an individual, treating others as individuals, and not slip back into that role of being just son or just daughter, and so on. Be yourself even when you are at home. Be yourself even with your parents. And most people I know will appreciate that this is a very difficult thing to do indeed.